Oh, Bernie, I'm so sorry to hear that news. Especially for your daughter, Mia. And you had talked about your fish, and I definitely do remember you bringing your son, Dylan, onto your end and anchor, and you and him were talking about what fish you guys had and some facts about them. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to be thinking of you and your children during this tragic moment.
Hey, thanks, James. We went down to the local shop, so there's a small convenience store about a mile away. This campgrounds we're at is definitely not remote. It is remote from where we live, about an hour and 20 minutes, but and it is in a clearing of a wooded area, but geez, hundreds of people here. So local corner shop's got good trade, good business opportunities. Went there. Mia was wearing dark glasses, and she had her hood pulled up because she was crying. So the gentleman behind the counter asked what was wrong and dropped everything to help her get a box the size of Snowy. We've got her wrapped in some microfiber towels that I just bought and had never been used, with some of her food and one of her favorite snacks. We'll transport her back to County Tipperary where we think she was born, and bury her there. It is a tragic moment for poor Mia. Poor kid. And Dylan's crying as well. I'm sure there's a backstory about how guinea pigs live and die, and how old they should be when they first succumb to natural causes. So we'll be learning a lot more about guinea pigs. And getting another one.